Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag, and we're going to continue our second interview of our June Ladies Month with race driver Tammy Soma Clark. We'll also hear from Ron Bernhagen from the UMSS Sprint Car Series and Josh from Rhino Ag, right after a few words from our sponsors.
From the steepest dunes to the densest forest, when terrain demands precision and control, there's only one sport side-by-side up to task. Introducing the Honda Talon 1000X. Available now at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin. With a 3-link rear suspension boasting over 15 inches of travel, the X model offers precise handling and maneuverability. The 1000 class engine provides rapid acceleration at every turn. And nothing gets engine power to the ground better than Honda's exclusive 6-speed automatic dual clutch transmission. Take your friend to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin to see the Talon 1000s and learn why life is better side by side. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and door closed. Honda side by sides are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
It's spring planting season. The last thing you're thinking about is your grain dryer. Hi, this is Jamie with International Steel Erectors and NASCO Equipment. The time to get your legs and dryers serviced is now. Don't wait until you have semi-loads of harvested grain ready to process and find out your dryer won't turn on and your bearings need to be replaced in your leg. International Steel Erectors and NASCO offer a full grain system service from both locations in Owatonna and Fairmont. Call now at 507-451-3448 and don't wait until it's too late.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Napa know-how.
How does Napa bring you the best deals on things like an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set with storage rack? The old switcheroo. Take the regular price, $41.99, switch around the digits and wham, now just $14.99. Grab your Evercraft screwdriver set for $14.99 before the price switcheroos back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is week two of June Ladies Month, and I am joined by Tammy Soma Clark, and we are at her very cool race shop over here east of Rochester. And Tammy, when did you first become involved in racing, or what was the first memory of being around a race car going to the races?
Well, I used to take my kid over to Casson when he was little, but never raced or anything. And then when I met Jay, my husband, 7 years ago, he was into racing then, and I had a bar theme NASCAR at my other house. And he's like, oh, do you want to drive a race car? And I'm like, okay. So one night when we were down at Mississippi Thunder after everybody was done racing, he let me go out and run his car around the track, and that was the beginning of the end.
How did you meet Jay Clark?
In a bar. He just had finished working. He runs the pits at Deer Creek on Saturday nights, so he had just finished working there, and And I was out with some friends, and we ran into each other and had a conversation and went from there.
That first night after you met Jay and you were at Mississippi Thunder and he put you in the car, what was that first experience like driving out onto that track?
Well, it wasn't my car, so I didn't want to wreck it, so I probably looked like someone putzing around the track, you know? I didn't go super fast or anything, and it wasn't mine, so I just kind of had fun. It was fun.
You are one of the busiest people I know. As we pulled in the driveway here, you are cleaning off both race cars from the racing weekend, and you also have some interesting hobbies and jobs. How long have you operated Apples R Us, and the orchards are a year-round operation, just taking care of them and maintaining all of your acres of trees?
Yeah, we started planting apple trees 8 years ago as a retirement project, thinking it'd be part-time work. Well, then we just kept changing our mind on what level we wanted to go to, and now we're pretty much working all the time again.
It also seems like every time I text you or call you, I'm in the orchard. You spend a lot of hours out there.
Yep, we have to prune the trees, and obviously we didn't get to it very much this winter. We prefer to do it in the wintertime, but we had so much snow and ice that we couldn't get out there this winter, so we're summer pruning this year.
You are also an avid fisherman. Whether it's around here catching crappies or deep sea fishing in Florida, I've seen some of the pictures, and I can testify you can catch some big fish.
Yeah, we're going to Canada here in a couple weeks, so going to go do some fishing up there, so pretty excited about that. So you got to have all kinds of hobbies.
The Steinberg family. As a U.S. citizen, I think we all owe this family a debt of gratitude. Bill Sr. is a vet, along with sons Billy and Charlie, who are both going to be deployed this fall. How did you get to know the Steinberg family?
I've known them for a long time. I actually knew them before I met Jay. Then we had disconnected. They were friends with my brother, actually. And so I had done some snowmobiling when Billy and Charlie were really little. Billy probably could tell you about. We won't go into details. And then when I met Jay, the Steinbergs were out here running out of the speed shop. So then it was a reconnect. Then, so for 7 years now, Bill's been setting up my race cars for me, and him and Billy and Charlie, and we all kind of work together running the speed shop, so it's kind of a good combination. So we'll miss them when they're gone.
When and where did the idea of the speed shop come about, and what is the speed shop all about?
Well, you'd have to go and ask Jay about that. He started it long before I was around because he was racing, his kid was racing, he'd sponsor a couple cars. After we got married, he wanted me to take over running the speed shop, and I said, well, that's not a problem, that's kind of a cool job. And his slogan for the race shop was the Racer's Race Shop, so I said, why do you sponsor one car in each class for the Racer's Race Shop? I said, why don't we sponsor anybody that wants to be part of the program, and that's how the new sponsor program started.
I'm sure you've got to meet some really neat people through the shop.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you look around and see all the pictures, there are just few of the cars that have raced through our shop. And back when he was single car sponsoring, we had a few champions, and so it was pretty cool to go back and look at all the old photos and stuff and reminisce, I guess.
And as we sit here doing the interview, Charlie's car is in here. He blew his engine up, so...
Well, not sure if he's going to race or not. I offered him my backup motor, so we'll see if he decides to throw that in or not. I tried to get Deer Creek to add a couple zeros to his $80 paycheck last week, but they wouldn't do that, so it kind of sucks. That's racing, so... But there is an alternative if he decides he wants to race, so we'll see what he decides to do.
You currently run 3 divisions: a USRA B mod, a USRA A mod, and a Midwest modified. Which is your favorite car to drive and why?
Well, modified because it's the fastest. Most horsepower and the lightest car. But they're all fun to drive. You know, I do the different classes to try and get seat time because I didn't start racing until, well, this is my sixth year. So I figured I had a lot of seat time to make up. So the more I can get in a car, the better I'll get. So that's why I have so many cars.
That's what one of my friends told me. He said his biggest regret was not starting racing earlier, and he spent 33 years in SCCA, but he said, I should have started sooner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine what it'd be like to go back in my late teens, early 20s and wheel a car. You know, I might be up there with all the guys in the classes where they're at now, hopefully with some wins in my pocket, but at this stage of life, I'm just out there to have a good time, race clean, stay on the lead lap, you know, and if you happen to win something, you happen to win something. So that's the goal.
Your line at Deer Creek Speedway is fun to watch. You are one of the few who are consistently fast through the middle of the track. Is that your favorite place on the track to run?
No, I just run where my car will run well. So, I mean, if it's good on the bottom, we'll be on the bottom. If it's good on the top, I've been on the top. And, you know, always you got to try and race where somebody else isn't, too. So, just got to get a feel for the track and figure out where you can run.
I've heard that comment before. A driver said when I asked him about leading the pack into turn one at a race, he said, I really don't want to lead in the feature. He said, because the leader doesn't have a chance to try different parts of the track to see if they're working until he's finally passed, and then he has to try different lines to catch the leader. But searching on the track, what are you searching for?
Moisture, traction. So, you know, you want to be able to not spin your tires and keep your momentum up. So that's what it's about.
How long has Jay been an official at Deer Creek Speedway? And he really seems to like his job because whenever I bump into him, he's smiling and having a good time.
Oh, yeah. He's been running the tracks there as long as Queenslands have owned the track. So I think it's, well, how long have they owned it? I think it's pushing 30 years somewhere in there, or close to 30 years, I believe. I'd have to ask Jay, though. I'm not sure.
A night at the races is a very special time for both of you. It's really like a weekly family reunion during the summer.
Yeah, I mean, it is, like they say, you see it all the time. It's the one place where they pray together. They all stand for the flag, and we all race, but at the end of the day, everybody gets along, it seems like, and, you know, are good friends and like family, actually. So, you know, it's a fun place to go and hang out.
And what's really cool, you pull down the road, and if you're a couple miles away and have a flat tire, they're the first people that stop and help you.
Yes, they will. So I'd be sadly missed if I ever decide to quit racing.
It's great to see more and more female drivers at the racetrack. In your Midwest Modified division alone, you have Casey Trom, Liz Toper, and Tiana Mathun.
It's great to race with other women and watch these younger ladies get better and better all the time. So hopefully as the generation goes on, there'll be more and more women not afraid to join the man sports.
And now that Bonnie Jablonski has retired, you're the senior role model for all of these ladies.
Well, hopefully Bonnie will unretire. She was a good friend of mine, so yeah, now you're calling me old. Thanks.
On April 19th, 2019 at Deer Creek Speedway, you had all three of the cars there, the USRA B mod, the Midwest mod, and the A mod. How do you logistically do all of that, making sure you know which car, what heat, keeping everything straight?
Write it on a piece of paper. You know, if you know what the order of the lineup is, and, you know, the good thing is Jay's my husband, so he'll run over You know, I don't have to run up to the announcer block to see where I'm at. Jay will usually run the results over, so that makes it a lot easier because a lot of times I'm jumping from getting out of one car and hopping right into the next one, so that can be a little hectic.
Your crash at Deer Creek a while back on the backstretch, somebody got under you, turned you sideways, and you went into the infield. From what it looked like from the grandstand, you were heading right towards a telephone pole. To me, it looked like a bad deal, but when I asked you about it, you said, oh, no big deal. That's just racing. I was blown away because it looked scary from the stands.
Yeah, they got some pretty good pictures. I knew I was airborne, but I couldn't see the telephone pole, so I wasn't worried about that, you know, and we landed on all four tires, so it was good. I don't even think we wrecked a lot of stuff. I had a shock that I broke, and I think that was about it. So that was nothing compared to the rollover. So,
let's discuss the rollover a little bit. That had to be an interesting night.
Yeah, my husband said, because that was the first, well, that was what, last year? Year before last. Last year. Beginning of last year was when I got the new Shaw, Morton Shaw. So it was 2 years ago. And somebody turned Kevin Shaw around on the straightaway by the flag stand. I just had nowhere to go, so I locked up the brakes because I knew there was a couple cars underneath me that had just passed and tried not to hit them and broke the bead locks on the car, and up and over I went, landed right on top of Kevin Shaw. So his poor car took the brunt of the weight. So I told my husband, I said, this is kind of bad. It was kind of fun. And we were actually able to drive it into the trailer. And I raced that car the rest of the season. We didn't, you know, we went through it and it wasn't even bent hardly at all. So we had it tweaked a little bit and we raced that car the rest of the season. So in fact, we're still racing. We just changed the body this year, so that car is getting its use.
What is it like when you're rolling around the track with 24 angry modifieds? It's fantastic in the stands when you hear Todd yell on the microphone, it's mod at the creek time. That's got to be exciting as a driver.
Yeah, it is. You know, I always hope that everybody can make it into the first couple corners without wrecking. That's not as big of an occurrence in the modifieds as it is in the other divisions, so usually not worried there. My biggest fear there is I just want to finish on the lead lap, which it takes a lot with these guys, you know. I mean, it's tough. It's a fast field, and they fly, so if I can stay on the lead lap, I'm happy as heck, pass a few cars and finish.
Today's modifieds are not an easy thing to jump in and drive. As many fans in the stands might think, oh, I can do that. Jay got to experience what it's like one night at Dodge County Speedway, and I think he was a little frustrated.
Yeah, he had a modified for a while, and his reaction times, he said, weren't fast enough to drive one, so he never did real well in one. But I guess, I don't know, he was telling me, you know, that he raced some B-mods stuff, and he never won a heat race or anything, and so in my short career, I've, like, kicked his butt.
What is your favorite racing memory in your Midwest mod?
I remember I was leading a race. I led every lap. There was probably 5 laps to go, and a caution came out, and I pretty much used my tires up, so on the restart, I went backwards, and I think I finished in the top 10, but if I had gone at Con caution-free, I know I would have won, so I had quite a nice little lead, so you always hate when that happens, so that's probably the best one. I mean, I've won some heat races there, won some B-mains, but, you know, these fields are all tough to compete in. I mean, there's a lot of good drivers that have been racing for a long time. It's tough, especially at the creek.
What is your favorite memory in your USRA B-mod?
You know, probably the same thing. I mean, I've won some heat races there, won some B-mains, but never won a feature. So, you know, I guess every race is good when you finish it, you know, and the car comes home in the trailer in one piece, because been a few nights where that hasn't happened. So my father-in-law always told me, he says, it's not where you finish, it's finishing. So just trying to be consistent and race clean and bring the car home in one piece is usually the goal.
What is your favorite memory in the AMOD, and is the plan to continue to run all three divisions?
Well, in the AMOD, I actually won a heat race over at Chateau, which I never thought would happen. So that was cool. I mean, and then a bunch of the drivers came over and congratulated me, which was really awesome. So, yeah, I'm going to keep running the three classes for this year. You know, I have a great sponsor in Morton Buildings with the Modified, and they're currently now are sponsoring the whole World of Outlaw late model series. And they've been my sponsor for 3 years now. And Jason over at Morton Buildings makes that happen. And, you know, they're all about grassroots racing, and they love seeing a woman in a race car. So they got a big show coming up with the Gopher 50. So I just hope I can make the show on that one. That would be cool.
That would be cool. And your cars look beautiful with that Morton logo on there.
Yeah, that's they laid out the design, and they've been consistent. They haven't changed it, and it's a sharp-looking car. They got the whole car, so they get to do with it what they want, so it really stands out.
When will race fans get to try some of your apples? About what time of year do they start getting ready? And they can check them out at Apples R Us, correct?
Yep, they can, and every year during the fall jamboree, we're always in harvest during that, and I bring apples down and sell a lot of apples at the racetrack. So Randy kind of gave me a little bit of crap about it last year, but I said, I don't have t-shirts. This is what I sell to support my racing, so he didn't really give me a whole lot of heat after that. But we got a lot of people that like them, and hopefully this fall we'll launch the online sales with Apples R Us and launch a retail store out here where the race shop is. We'll have a little retail store, and hopefully we'll have our state liquor license and stuff in effect for the rum, and I'd like to launch everything this fall during season, so we'll see if it's meant to happen or not.
If they'd like to keep track of your racing career, the speed shop, the apple business, what are the best ways to do that, Tammy?
We're on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to follow. I try to post stuff on there as we go along. Otherwise, you know, I mean, we're in the phone book like everybody else, or Google us. Google search, you'll be able to find us. Apples R Us, kind of like Toys R Us, but with the R forward, not backwards. It's www.applesrus.com.
Well, I am looking forward to trying some bags of apples this fall, and it's always a great time to see you out at the track, because I know you can just about see the smile coming through your helmet from the grandstand. You are having fun out there. It's fun to watch you and keep encouraging the younger generation of ladies to keep racing, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely try to do that. You know, I'm sure we'll always have some race cars around, and we'll probably always sponsor somebody once we're done, some young up-and-coming driver, and hopefully it'll be of the female persuasion, so we'll see what happens in the future.
Tammy, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Why does Jake Hagopian, USAC National Mini Sprint Champion, use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Our relationship with Walker Performance started in the process of developing a filter for the MicroSprint ranks. Across the board with so many different styles of engines and injection setups, it was real easy to work closely with Ben Walker and his team to develop the best scenario for MicroSprint races across the country.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Access doors are a pivotal component of your business. Whether you operate a factory, repair shop, commercial garage, fabrication facility, restaurant, or warehouse, undependable doors obstruct the smooth flow of your operation. Powerlift doors adapt to all opening sizes and will easily meet your special operational requirements. The straightforward, clean Powerlift design eliminates the myriad of moving parts found in ordinary doors. We offer a range of auxiliary power systems to ensure your Powerlift door operates seamlessly in the face of power outages and other emergencies. Working together with you, we will create the Powerlift solution best suited to the demands of your enterprise. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 2365.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Aero Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Aero Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Ron Bernhagen from the Upper Midwest Sprint Car Series. And Ron, fans know that you have two distinct divisions, the traditional non-wing sprint car division, which continues to grow and grow in popularity, and you also have the wing division. Now, there has been some changes to the wing division this season.
There has, Clayne. Good to be on your show. Thanks for having me. Last August, we made an announcement. We used to have a 360 wing sprint car program like a lot of people have around the country, and it seems like up here in the upper Midwest, that program has always struggled. It is struggling in other parts of the country. It's becoming very expensive. So we made an announcement to go away from that program and start our own program, as I mentioned, last August. So we had the winter time to build it up some. What we based it on was kind of what you mentioned here earlier, our traditional program that we started in 2011. We had some unique engine combinations that we went with, and we decided to do the same thing with the new wing program. So basically what it is, Clayne, is it is all the engine combinations we allow in the traditional program. Instead of a two-barrel carburetor, which we run in the traditional program, we allow a four-barrel carburetor for the wing program. And, of course, you add the wings to it, and it adds, I've seen some dyno numbers, and I've seen 60, 70, 80 more horsepower. And again, you add the wings, and we have a wing rule where it can't be any more than 20 degrees. We want to put the driver back into the equation, and we have a shock rule. And we had our first weekend this past weekend at Rice Lake and Eagle Valley in Wisconsin for the new wing program, and I'm telling you, I can't be happier. Instead of $50,000 to $70,000 engines, we have $5,000 to $7,000 engines. And really, the average fan would not be able to tell the difference on the track. We're very happy with not only the sound of the car, which is very important to race fans, but also the speed on the track. And I believe it's going to be a program that's going to please a lot of people in the future and surprise a lot of people.
Coming up June 21st, 22nd and 23rd, a three-day series at three different tracks. This gives fans a chance to see different racetracks if they've never been there before. And also a three-day event brings more cars into the area, so you have more car count.
We're going up north. It's our annual northern tour. We start on the 21st at Gondick Law Speedway, which is in Superior, and both the Traditionals and the Wings will be involved all weekend. Saturday, we move on over to Hibbing Raceway, and that's going to be the first annual Renee Hughes Memorial. We're looking forward to that. Whenever we race in honor of somebody, it is a special night, and Jory Hughes, his son, helped us get the Traditional program started, and so we're honored to be a part of that. And then on Sunday, we move over to Proctor Speedway, which is close to Duluth, and conclude the weekend. And again, both the Traditionals and the Wing will be involved. And we also have a sister series up north, the Northern Renegades, that has rules package exactly as ours is, and they will be joining us. So yeah, like you mentioned, we should have a lot of non-Wing or Traditional cars up there, and we're looking forward to seeing how many guys will put Wings on, because like I mentioned before, the rules are so close between the Traditionals and the Wings that this last weekend we had a number of teams that changed their carburetors during the evening to race with the Traditionals or the Wing cars. They would put their four barrel on and then put the Wing on, and they would race in both of them. So we like to call our series a sustainable series, and where else can you race and get two paychecks in one night with the same car? So we're going to continue that up north, and you know, as always, we hope for good weather, and we don't race three nights in a row very often, so we're looking forward to being able to do that.
Fans can also catch the UMSS Sprint Car Series seven more times during the season at Cedar Lake Speedway. Cedar Lake Speedway, what a great track to watch sprint car racing.
Absolutely. It's our home track. You know, it's kind of the 800-pound gorilla in our area. The gentlemen that are running the track know what they're doing, and they put on a fantastic show. And as you mentioned, it's a great place to watch sprint car racing. It's a high bank, 3/8 mile track, and our cars really get going around that track. And there's stands, as you know, you've been there, there's stands almost all the way around the place, and it's a great atmosphere. They serve great food, and they do a lot of other things to make it an event rather than just a race. And so we're proud to be able to call Cedar Lake Speedway our home track. And as you mentioned, we're there a number of times the rest of the season. We have battled some weather, as everybody else has, at the beginning of the season here. But we look to make up for that the rest of the season with some good weather. And we're involved in some really high-caliber shows the rest of the year there at Cedar Lake.
July 5th and 6th, the UMSS Series will be the support class for the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series at Cedar Lake. I can't imagine as a driver or a fan or an official to be there the 2 days down in the pits and be able to hang around with those national touring teams.
For me, I can tell you it is cool to hang around with the World of Outlaw officials because they teach me something every year. And I've got to imagine the drivers feel the same way. They'll go up in the stands or they'll watch the World of Outlaw drivers' pit area, and I know they learn something. So in addition to being part of a program and event that is high caliber with the World of Outlaws, and to be a part of that and to be able to race with them, we also learn something, and that is awesome. And we just cannot wait for that weekend. You know, it's usually really hot. It's kind of the middle of summer, and it's just an awesome, awesome event. And again, we cannot wait for it.
Another two-day event on the schedule, August 23rd and 24th, Traditional North-South Shootout for the UMSS Sprint Car Series.
Yeah, Cedar Lake has recognized that the Traditional program has grown vastly since we announced it in 2011. We started with four cars. We've got the better part of 60 cars built now. The Northern Renegades from up north are going to come down and join us. We're going to have some other teams join us from Wisconsin. And it's our richest weekend ever for the Traditional sprint cars. $750 to win the feature on Friday, and it'll be $1,000 to win the feature on Saturday, and we're not used to racing for money like that, so we're looking forward to that. Last year, unfortunately, Friday night got rained out, so it only became a one-night show, so we're hoping again for good weather that weekend, so we can show everybody just what kind of competition we have amongst the drivers and the teams in this division, because, you know, it seems like every time these guys hit the track, they put on a show, and there's racing from front to back, and I think this two-day show is going to bring the best out in all the teams.
The Legendary 100 has become a must-see event for race fans all over the region, and again this season, the UMSS Series will be part of that also.
Yeah, it's at Cedar Lake Speedway, and it's a three-day show. On Thursday, our wing program will finish out their season with the 100 on Thursday, and then on Friday and Saturday, the traditionals will finish out their season at the 100 at Cedar Lake. So, you know, it's the first time we've ever been involved in all 3 days of the 100, and we're, again, looking forward to that. And the only bad part about that is the end of our season and the long winter, but, you know, we deal with that and give the teams time to recover and other teams time to start, and so winter isn't such a bad thing in that way.
Ron, if fans would like to go on your website and print out a schedule like I did, or find out about the rules package if they're a driver that may be interested in joining your series, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, just go to umsprints.com. And it'll bring you to either our traditional site. We have a separate one for our traditional site. We have a separate one for our wing site. And all the rules and all the information is out there. They can also look at our Facebook page from there. We tend to do a lot more with our Facebook page than we do our website, and there's a lot more information on that. And that's right at the bottom of our website. And they can even buy our gear on our website there at umsprints.com. And they can also call me. My phone number is on the website there, and I'm always happy to talk to potential teams. It seems like racing is getting more and more out of hand cost-wise, and we're trying to be just the opposite of that. We've got teams that do not have $9,000 into their whole car, so if they want to call me and talk about possibly getting involved, we would love that.
Ron, thanks for your time and being with us here on The Dirt Show, and thanks for all you do for racing.
My pleasure, Clayton. Thanks for having me.
VP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. VP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, VP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of VP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Ever wondered what a rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click the Build Your Rhino tab under the Born to Lead text. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. And always contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second-floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show brought to you by Rhino Ag, and I am joined by Josh. And Josh, it is just about time to get that first hay cutting done here in Minnesota, and you have three great options for hay equipment: the RDF Revolution, the VR, and the VRX. What are the advantages of these three products?
Well, starting with the first one you mentioned, the RDF, it comes in a 12, a 14, and a 16 wheel. And for those guys that are really involved in high-capacity hay, this is going to be a bulletproof design that's very heavily built. The VR is going to be kind of your entry-level V-rake. It gets guys that don't have as much hay or aren't moving as much material a nice capacity rake to get out and get the job done. And then when you look at the VRX, it's kind of a hybrid between the two. You've got all hydraulic adjustability, you've got the VR style of a rake, but yet you can do some high capacity as you can with the RDF. So depending on budget, tractor size, and the amount of hay you're moving, we've got three different products that all will fit the bill nicely.
You also carry an interesting product with a different design, the PT series.
Yeah, the PT is intended for all those that are out there wanting to get hay done. And as we've seen across the Midwest, we've got a lot of rain hitting us off and on in the spotty showers during hay season. And the PT makes it nice because it's a reasonable economical option to be able to ted the hay so that when guys go lay it down and you get a pop-up shower, you can get that hay flipped over and then come in shortly after when it dries out, run your VR rake or one of the others through it, get it ready for baling, and make it an easy transition in and out of the field.
The great thing about Rhino Ag products is you make a product for the person who has a couple of horses or the farmer who has 100 head of milking cattle.
Yeah, we've noticed that, you know, everybody's got a little different setup, and we can't just build one product to fit one grouping. We've got to build multiple products to fit everyone from the smallest 5 acres that want to do some rural lifestyle type living to the largest of farmers, and we've got something along the way that'll fit each and every one of them.
If listeners would like to find out more about Rhino Ag products or see videos of these hay rakes in action, what's the best way to do that?
As always, they can go to Rhino Ag, that's rhinoag.com, and there's links on there to our Facebook and YouTube pages. Get on to any of those and view any of the many videos that we have out there so that everyone looking into Rhino products can see it if they can't touch it before they want to buy it.
Josh, thanks for your time and being with us here on The Dirt Show.
As always, we appreciate everything you do. Have a great day.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Coming out of turn 4, heading to the checker flag.
You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has become the Upper Midwest's largest and most respected sales, service, and rental provider of all types of trailers to multiple industries. Selling a comprehensive line of new and used trailers and parts from the most respected brands in the industry, as well as Mastel Brothers' own unique designs and offerings. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit MastelBrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FagersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
We were at the Jackson Motorplex last Friday night, May 31st, for a three-division all-sprint car show in the 305 Wing Sprint 20-lap feature. Brandon Allen over Jody Rosenboom. In the 360 non-wing sprint cars, Brandon Halverson over Johnny Parsons III. And in the 360 wing sprint 25-lap A main, Brooke Tantanal over Lee Gross. Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota was also racing last Friday night, May 31st. In the Outlaw Wing Micros, Ryan Hansel over Nathan Kilwine. In the B-Modifieds, Kylie Kath over Eric Lamb. In the Pier Stocks, Troy Moss over Jack Moss. In the Sport Compacts, Daniel Knish over Justin Skalitsky. In the USRA B-Mods, Scott Demmer over Aaron Hoff. And in the USRA Modified A-Main, Brandon Davis over Steve Wettstein. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, May 31st. In the A-Modifieds, Kelly Shryock over Jeremy Mills. In the B-Modifieds, Josh Appel over Jim Chisholm. In the Hobby Stocks, Brandon Nielsen over Corey Probst. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Lucas Parsons. And in the Stock Cars, Kelly Shryock over Heath Tulp. Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin was also racing last Friday night, May 31st. In the Mini Mod A Main, Brad Kramer over Dan Nasulke. In the USRA B Mod A Main, Sean Walski over Flying Ryan Olson. In the USRA Hobby Stocks, Steve Dwyer over Triton Krause. In the USRA Late Models, Lance Hover over Alex Williamson. And in the USRA Modified A-Main, Michael Truscott over Brad Waits. I-94 Speedway was also racing last Friday night, May 31st. In the A-Modified 40-lap A-Main, Shane Sabraski over Dan Ebert. In the B-Modifieds, it was Matt Baker over Corey Stork. And in the Economy Late Models, Ben Walden over Dustin Bloom. Knoxville Raceway was racing last Saturday night, June 1st, in a 40-lap 410 Sprint Car A Main. Terry McCarl picking up win number 59 at Knoxville over Kerry Madsen. In the 360 wing Sprint Car A Main, it was Ryan Giles over Thomas Kennedy. And in the 305 A Main, Matthew Selzer over Chase Young. Madison Speedway was able to get their season underway last Saturday night, June 1st. In the A Modifieds, Brian Haben over Brent Dutenhofer. In the B Modifieds, Cole Searing over Cody Lee. In the Economy Late Models, DJ Tesh over Christian Vizeki. In the Sport Compacts, Matthew Dittman over Brock Kaith. In the Stock Cars, Trent Oden over Josiah Martin. In the Street Stocks, Ross Bearsett over Corey Dykoff. And in the Super Stocks, Cole Searing over John Talaxin. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 1st. In the B Modifieds, Mitch Weiss over Nick Kohler. In the Street Stocks, Dustin Doty over Nicholas Schwabach. In the Super Stocks, Shanty Sanders over Brandon Duhlman. In the USRA B Modifieds, Sean Walski over Jared Baumeister. And in the USRA Modified A Main, Dustin Sorensen over Brandon Davis. Viking Speedway in Alexandria, Minnesota was also racing last Saturday night, June 1st. In the A Modified A Main, Dan Ebert over Don Eichens. In the B Modifieds, Braden Blazek over Nick Bruder. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sader over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Trevor Scherer. Ogilvie Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, June 1st. In the A Modified 20-lap feature, JT Johnson over Justin Astrike. In the B Modifieds, David Swearingen over Eric Lamb. In the Mod 4s, Michael Rebar over Dean Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Nate Cervante over Corey Merworth. In the Street Stocks, Kyle Holland over Charlie Scheck. In the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Jim Gullickson. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota was also racing last Saturday night, June 1st. In the IMCA Hobby Stock A Main, Corey Probst over Brad Becker. In the Sport Compacts, Alex Dostal over Scott Porter. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Eric Larson. In the Junior Sportman Carts, Braxton Enter. In the Junior Carts, Matthew Johnson. In the Stock Carts, John Volankitty. In the Modifieds, Cole Anderson over Dan Menk. In the Outlaw Hobby, Carl Hewitt over Kieran Porter. In the Stock Cars, Matthew Sauer over Matt Speckman. Granite City Speedway was racing last Sunday. In the 40-lap A-Modified A-Main, Shane Sabraski over Dennis Check. In the B-Modifieds, Brandon Merworth over Travis Schulte. In the Mod 4s, Jamie Flicklinger over Michael Rebar. In the Sport Compacts, Zachary Shredder over Justin Skalitsky. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dave Moss. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa closed out the racing weekend on Monday, June 3rd with a special. In the A Modified 20-lap A Main, Joel Rust over Cody Laney. In the B Modifieds, Cody Thompson over Colby Fett. And in the Stock Cars, Heath Tulp over Craig Berghaus.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Hi, this is Jim Mesgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at Mesgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pull-It lot, new arrivals, ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Mesgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Mesgan.com.
When you think of summertime in Minnesota, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
Going to
to be hot, hot, hot.
Here at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, we say bring it on, because our trained technicians will get your vehicles ready for the heat, plus recharge your AC system for season-long comfort.
Contact your locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic today and make sure you and your vehicle keep your cool this summer at 451-1950.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.